Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Concordia Cadet High School. And here the court named after Eugene Parker. Eugene Parker Court right here at Cadet High School. We'll mention both teams. Varsity teams are on the floor getting them set right there. They're actually shooting shots from right elbow for the cadet. And with Knight still working from the lines over there, we'll mention today's ball game going to happen today on Saturday. 1:30 start time was estimated. Probably going to be around 1:35 tip off, somewhere around there. Both teams having fun. These two teams have gotten together past couple of years. Remember last year we were here, here at Dead High School. What a tremendous facility. They've got a couple of scoreboards. They've got one scoreboard at one end that shows all the players that are in the game, all the players' foul situation and how many points they have, and switch them out as they have the players enter the ball game. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention a little bit about the school. Mention 8:20 left here in the pregame. We'll talk about the team on the scoreboard. That's the Fort Wayne Concordia. The Cadets, the Lady Cadets, have a school enrollment of 610. They're Class 3A, Sectional 21. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional, we'll mention, that sectional is going to take place at Garrett High School. Their sectional is Leo, Edmund, Angola, Garrett, Wayne Dwinger, Fort Wayne Concordia, and Heritage. The principal at Fort Wayne High School, Fort Wayne Concordia High School, Patrick Perkins. The athletic director, he was instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful. Tim Manigel, the athletic secretary, please see her too. That's Sarah Slinger. As you know, Fort Wayne Concordia High School is located at 1601 St. Joe River Drive, Wayne, Indiana, 46805. Dial them up at 260-483-1102. The web is cadet.com. Fort Wayne Concordia Lady Cadets perform in the Summit Athletic Conference. Our 10 teams in that conference will mention some current conference standings. We'll let you know Northrop is 3-0. Hyder, they're 2-0. Homestead, they're 2-0. Get Lures, they're 1-0, followed up by Fort Wayne, Wayne High School, Kittinger High School, Wayne Concordia High School, Northside High School, Carroll School, and Southside School. That's Fort Wayne. We'll mention Fort Wayne Lady Cadets are currently 1 win, 6 losses on the season. Head coach is Nicole Bollinger. Nicole Bollinger, we'll mention at this school. Right here, third year at Fort Wayne Concordia. We'll also mention the next game on their agenda is going to happen next Thursday, December 14th, 6 o'clock, JV, 7:30 varsity. Garrett Lady Railroaders be at right here with the Fort Wayne Concordia. The Cadets. We'll also mention a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies have a school enrollment of 731 at Hamilton Heights. Class 3A, sectional 24. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional will happen at Yorktown High School. Mention overall records, top five. We'll let you know if that's the top six. Hamilton Heights still 8 wins, 1 loss. Tim, they're 5 wins, 4 losses. Delta, they're 7 wins, 5 losses. Kingston got a win, we'll mention it, 7 wins, 3 losses. Bay County, 7 wins, 2 losses, followed up by Centerville, 1-8, and Newcastle, also, they're 1-9. We'll mention the principal at Hamilton Heights High School, Jared Mason. Athletic director is Kurt Alden. The athletic department manager is Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll remind you, Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25. Road 2, State Road 19, Cadia, Indiana, 46030. dialed in by telephone at 317-884-3551. On the web at hhc.org. The colors, orange, white, and brown, they perform in the Hoosier Conference. That conference, they're in the East Division. In the East, it's Western. They're currently 9 wins, 0 losses. Hamilton Heights right there, second place. Presently, they're 8-1. So that by Northwestern and Tipton. Catching in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, 5 teams there. There are 9 teams total presently in the Hoosier Conference. South of the West is Rick O'Leary Central. They're 12 wins, 0 losses. Central, they're 6-2. And Lake, 7-3. Central Catholic, 3-7. West Lafayette are 7-6. So let's just shoot around. 3:40 left on the pregame. We're right here at Dead High School, Concordia. And while we're thinking of it, we'll go ahead and mention inaugural. Inaugural NBA season happening. The tournament. Have those in the NBA this year. Inaugural tonight is going to be the Indiana Pacers and the L.A. Lakers. The Lakers feature Mr. LeBron James. Mr. LeBron James, I believe he's 40 years old at this time. He still plays the game, about like a Tom Brady. It's in that game tonight is going to happen at 8:30 p.m. That'll be tonight. And if you're not going to Muncie Central, we'll mention Hamilton Heights is going to play at Muncie Central. And should be a good ball game. I believe that's a 5:30 start time for the Huskies. They're working right here on the court. Mention a little bit going on right here. We'll mention overall rankings. We'll let you know the overall rankings. Related on December 3rd. We'll go over that here momentarily. We'll talk about that at halftime. 3 officials have arrived. They're going to walk over to the scores bench. 3 officials have their black over jackets on. What a tremendous facility. You look around the upper area, and they've got all kinds of credentials. For here at Concordia Cadet. Oh, got to mention, I want a beautiful place. You drive in here and you come off the main roads. I mean, you travel some main roads here in Wayne, Indiana. But when you get to the main roads, it just puts off right here. Cadet High School, got to see the football field, went by there. And the cadets working right here. The basketball court. I will mention, the JV contest was decided by cadets. Cadets gonna, ready for basketball, they're gonna wear the white uniform. They've got burgundy numbers. Hamilton High's gonna wear the all orange. They have white numbers. So they're a bit gray. 1:10 left here on the game clock. Festive atmosphere. Both cheerleading squads have made it. About 92 miles, Arcadia to here. 92-mile trip. It's a pretty solid trip right there on I-69. Up on 27. And I got to mention, my wife is the navigating. Got me here. So, she's going to stop at 1 minute left. We're going to hold still right there with the clock. You can probably hear the cheerleaders in the background. I will mention, the buzzer here at Concordia High School is very loud. It's easy to hear. Buzzer here at Concordia High School in Fort Wayne. So they're going to have the national anthem, evidently, before anything. Cadets are already lined up in front of their bench area. Both teams going to work on the court tonight, today, I should say. And I'm going to ask the crowd to stand at attention. And I'm going to leave the flag, the red, white, and blue, as the flag pops out of the ceiling pretty similar to Hamilton Heights. So we're going to set this in for prayer.
during this athletic contest. Put a protective hand over all the players. Keep them from injury or harm. Enable players, coaches, cheerleaders, and referees to perform to the best of their God-given ability. Follow fans, show good sportsmanship, and cheer for their team and not against their opponents. Tell us that we are your creation. And all that we do and say during this competition bring honor and glory to your name. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now we remain standing for the singing of today's national anthem.
Our national anthem was Memorex. There was singing going on in the audience. 90 seconds, we're all on the same page. And we will be this ball game. We'll make it. Starting lineups for today's ball game. First for the Lady Huskies. Let's start number two. She's a senior. That's Ella Hickok. Wearing number three. She's a 5'6 junior. That's Katie Brown. Wearing number 10. I put 10-inch senior, Cameron Runner, wearing number 23, 5'7", that's Cassidy Schaefer, Will Minchin, and the lineup here is number 24, 5'9" senior, Hadley Cherry. The head coach for the Lady Huskies is Coach Megan Cherry. Now the starters for the Port Wayne Concordia, Lady Cadets. Let's start like this, wearing number 11. She's a sophomore, that's Adriana Rogers, wearing number 12. She's a sophomore, Olivia Bollinger, wearing number 20. She's a junior, that's Lauren Goodman, wearing number 21. She's a junior, Ella Kaiser, and wearing number 24, sophomore, Jen Dressler. The head coach for the Concordia Lady Cadets. This is Nicole Bollinger. So they're still introducing the starters for the cadets. Get ready for basketball. We're at the 140 mark, so a little bit later than we might have thought that a basketball game is going to happen here. 32 minutes. And Lady Huskies and the Lady Cadets cut off. Minutes on the game clock. And the cadets still in their huddle. Lady Huskies out on the floor. The jump center today for the Huskies is going to be number 10, Cameron Runner. At 10, senior, and I'll mention, I neglected to mention, Ella Hickok, she's 5'6", senior, and wears number 2. Low medium fives on the floor right there between the Huskies. I'm going to tip it off. Three officials, whistle blows, here we go. Good toss. Tip to the backboard picked up by the Huskies. Ella Hickok. We're working outside the arc. 3 points shot on the way. Good. Credit the bucket. Katie Brown. 10 seconds into the ballgame. They're working in the backcourt. Lady Huskies going to provide some pressure. Get the ball across the timeline with the dribble. We're working right there. That's number 11, Adriana Rogers. Back the other direction on a steal. get the layup, that's Cameron Rutter. Cameron Rutter going to be fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot two. That foul's whistled on Concordia. It's going to be on number 11, Adriana Raji. Has one. But the free throw line going to turn off both shoes. Shot here for Lady Huskies. Foul line for shots good. Cameron Rutter. Cameron Rutter now shooting 39 for 42 on the season. For this game at 93%. Second shot also good. 7:38 on the game clock. Going to be brought in from backcourt. Concordia. Fort Wayne Concordia. She's going to get across the timeline. They'll try it with the pass. Going to dribble across the timeline. That's number 12, Olivia Bollinger. Side the three-point line. Going to pass it out near the top. Saving the basketball from going over and back. All done. They go to the corner with it. Three-point shot good. That's number 12, Olivia Bollinger. She's shooting 43%. Three-point lane, I'll mention. I have a six-game stack. Concordia, I have seven-game stack for the Lady Huskies. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch. Concordia going to be brought in front of the Lady Cadet bench by Katie Brown. Gets it in. Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble now near the center circle. Being guarded there closely by Lauren Goodman for 20. Shot left corner baseline. Cameron Rutter shot with a go from three-point land. Rebound out of there. Credit the board, 24, Jen Dressler. Working outside the arc and working back around. On the dribble there, that's the number 11, Adriana Rogers. Side the arc and working inside in the paint. He'll kick it back out. Three-point shot in the air. Good. Credit the bucket. That's 20, Lauren Goodman. Lauren Goodman shooting 28%. She's now 6-19 at three-point land. I have 16 stats. Two-point shot good off the glass in the paint. That's Cameron Rutter. 6:22 on the game clock. To be tipped at near half court. Cameron Rutter, here's all jump ball. Cameron Rutter trying to come up with the steal. Saw a jump ball and also possession arrow. Gives it back to the Lady Cadets. Going to bring the ball in the front court. Bailey right there by the orange bench brought in right there. Adriana Rogers. Slightly see the backboard on the dribble crossing the timeline. Lauren Goodman. Working left side crossover. So bring it back around. Lauren Goodman. Cast top to the hands of Adriana Rogers. Being guarded there by Ella Hickok. Ball's going to try to bring it inside. Couldn't quite handle the ball on the floor. Out of bounds. Last touch by the fingertips of 21. LaKaiser. Going to be brought into the backcourt. Lady Huskies. The timeline, it's Ella Hickok. She'll pass it right side behind the arc. Cameron Rutter going to drive the lane. She'll go from the outside three-point area, drive in, right-handed layup, good. Runner's going to get a kick. Backcourt. Seat right there. Concordia going to bring it in. Bounds once again. 5:41 on the game clock. Ride the bucket on the baseline, going to be brought in. Number 12, Olivia Bollinger. She's a sophomore. Going to bounce pass back to Bollinger. She's going to dribble across this to the pass to the front court. The front couldn't quite get to it. 20, Lauren Goodman. Pass at the top spin. Went on out of bounds. Going to be brought in from the back court. Wilson High speed Huskies. Hadley Cherry brings it in. Ella Hickok. Hickok going to bring it to the timeline. Going to be picked up there closely by 20, Lauren Goodman. Going to work her right side with the basketball. Outside the arc. Right here, Cameron Rutter, Hadley Cherry, now left side, Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble, goes to the right corner baseline, three-point shot in the air, credit the bucket. That's Katie Brown, going to be a timeout called. Going to be a timeout whistled. The 30-second timeout. Have 11 left the second quarter. 12-6 contest, Lady Huskies. Front. And we'll mention we do have the overall rankings this week. Talk about those at halftime. Girls basketball, state of Indiana. Coaches poll. And we'll talk about that at halftime. You probably hear the cadet cheerleaders. In the spirit section right here at Fitzgerald High School. So 5:11 left here in the quarter. And it reminds me of basketball playing for the Patriots. The ABA days, you get the three-point ball all the time. 7-1 game, my mom and dad used to take me there. We're missing 5-11 on the game clock. He brought in 12-6 contest. Brought in from the backcourt, right of the bucket on the baseline. It's going to be brought in at number 12, Olivia Bollinger. Like, toss back and forth, 11, Adriana Rogers. Bollinger on the dribble. Pass to the front court. Bollinger, pretty tall young lady. Going to be tipped back into the backcourt. Bollinger can retrieve it by Cameron Runner. Going to be tipped from the backside. Ella Hickok going to get it to the Huskies. You're going back the other direction. Hadley Cherry. Absorb a foul. It's going to be the first foul whistle. I think that back second foul whistle on Concordia. In the ball game, substitution for Concordia. Going to be number 13, Sydney Reynolds. She's a senior. Taking a breather is number 11, Adriana Rogers. Hickok backcourt crossing the timeline. The left side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Going to pick up a screen. Not going to use it. Pick and roll. That was Hadley Cherry. No pass given. Back out top of the basketball, Ella Hickok. Tightly guarded there. Going to be a hand check. Going to be a bit of a bump. Circle. And a foul's going to be whistled on Fort Wayne Concordia. 24, Jen Dressler. She's a sophomore. Dressler shooting 50% from two-point land. 4:35 left. Going to toss it to the backcourt. Picked up by Ella Hickok crossing the timeline. The right side, handoff, Cassidy Schaefer right there. Going to give it back to Ella Hickok. Still going to set a screen. They're working back right side. They're working down low. Cassidy Schaefer baseline. She kick it back out behind the arc. Hadley Cherry on the dribble. Low right side gets it back to Cameron Runner. Back pedal dribble well beyond the three-point strike. Going to be guarded there closely by Lauren Goodman. 0-5 on the game clock. Going to dribble in. Hamilton Heights outside the arc. Three-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go this time. That was Katie Brown. Caroms out. Picked up by Hadley Cherry. Work it back in. There is Ella Hickok. Back out to Katie Brown. Get to Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble the lane. Full baseline with the basketball. Ella Hickok. Left elbow. Shot wouldn't go. That was Cassie Schaefer. Last touch. Ball's going to Carom. They're going to whistle a foul. Ball Caroms out of bounds right there. Right of the Victoria building. Institution back in the ball game. We're going to see straight first time. It's going to be number 23, Kaylin Ortiz. She's a senior. Kaylin Ortiz, 4.5 per game. She comes off the bench. 3:42 on the game clock. Could be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Hadley Cherry. Going to be guarding the inbound. That's 21, Stella Kaiser. That's out top. Cameron Runner, stationary dribble. She'll work at left side on the dribble. Straight away, being guarded by Lauren Goodman. They're working left side, Katie Brown. Katie Brown's going to go right side, well behind the arc, three-point shot in the air, wouldn't go, Ella Hickok. He downed out of there. And trying to corral the rebound, it's going to be Cameron Runner. She's standing on the baseline, going to go back to Concordia. 3:22 left here in the first quarter. 12-6 contest. Been there a little bit a while. Going to cross the timeline with a dribble. That's 23. Kaylin Ortiz. Ortiz going to be 14. Passes out of it. They go back inside. Paint. Poor shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Stella Kaiser. The other direction. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner crossover dribble. Outside the paint. Should go off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound Lauren Goodman. So the front court should dish it up ahead. Off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. He'll shoot two. Shot taken there by 21, Stella Kaiser. They're going to whistle a foul on number 2, Ella Hickok. Hickok picks her first foul in the ballgame. 52 left in the first quarter. At the free throw line, first shot good. Get the bucket there. She'll get one more. Stella Kaiser back in the ball. I'm going to see Kennedy. We're going to see Kennedy Cherry in the ballgame for the Huskies, 25. Second shot on the way. Stella Kaiser got both of them. Going to bring it for the Huskies is number 3, Dee Brown. 12-8 contest. 2:46 on the game clock. Going to dribble in. Free throw line. Ella Hickok. Passes it outside the arc. Long off the rim. Cameron Runner, 3-point shot, ready to go. Rebound out of there, trying to corral it. Reveals the fingertips, goes out of bounds. It'll be the last touch by Kennedy Cherry. 36 on the game clock. Brought in by Concordia. Right in the bucket on the baseline. Pass it, cross-court pass. Hamilton Heights providing pressure. In the backcourt, guarding the basketball. Pass it across the timeline, Lauren Goodman. Goodman, left-handed floater outside the paint. Left side of the rim. Rebound out of there, controlled. Pass to Schenkel. She gets to have it, Cherry. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Back pedal dribble. She'll dribble in now to go off the glass. 2-point bucket, Cameron Runner. 14-8 contest. 2:05 on the game clock. Cordia looking to get across the timeline and be tipped away. And right there by Cameron Runner. Tipped up ahead and Kennedy Cherry off the glass right side. 2-point bucket. 16-8. Lady Husky by 8. Tipped out of bounds. Pressure in the backcourt. Ella Hickok. Trying to get the steal. Goes out of bounds. Fetched by Ella. Going to be brought in near midcourt at 23. Kaylin Ortiz. Crossing the timeline. Lauren Goodman. She'll pass it. Left side in the ballgame there. In from the corner baseline. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Taken by Kaylin Ortiz. Back the other direction. Hamilton Heights on the dribble. Off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Called shot right here by Cameron Runner. Going back the other direction. Lauren Goodman. To the timeline. They'll kick it back out. Outside the arc. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 23. Kaylin Ortiz. That saved the basketball before he goes out of bounds. 13. Sydney Reynolds. Ball game for Cordia. Ball game number 50, Sydney Blackwell. He's a freshman. Sydney Blackwell. Pretty good sized young lady. Has some height. Gonna take a breather. Over there, I believe it's 21, Stella Kaiser. Gonna work it right side. Bounce, back pedal dribble. Gonna work it out top of the circle. Cameron Runner. Work it outside the arc. Kennedy Cherry. See the corner? Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble in. Cross court tip pass. Cameron Runner. She'll launch a three. 3-point shot is good. Right elbow closer to the left corner baseline. 19-8 contest. Pass to the front court, tipped away. Going to be picked up by Cameron Runner. She'll cross the timeline. Out top of the basketball. On the dribble. Outside the arc. To the corner. 3-point shot in the air. Good. That's Hadley Cherry for three. Inside a minute. We're at 32 seconds left. First quarter. 22-8 contest. Lady Huskies in front. Forget to the timeline. Going to pass it across the timeline. Lauren Goodman going to dribble in. She'll pass it down low off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Sydney Blackwell. Blackwell for two. 22-10. 11 seconds left. Ella Hickok passes to the front court outside the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Cameron Leonard for three. 2 seconds left. Blackwell goes in to get it in. Not going to get a shot away. Concludes the first quarter. We'll mention the end of the first quarter. Hamilton Heights 25. Wayne Concordia 10. We do thank you for tuning in and checking in here during this break for Hamilton Heights. Going to be number 3, Eddie Brown. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look to Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving people with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa lift and or at Lisa look your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Fair by phone or by text message 317-513-4086. That's 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Fair. Century 21. They're going to inbound the basketball. It's in the possession arrow. They're going to give the basketball to the Huskies. Had one tie-up. That was in a ball in the first quarter. Cordia got the basketball then. So they're getting ready to toss it in. The officials have a conversation with four of the Husky basketball players talking something over. play 7 minutes. The clock here. Maybe so. We'll see. They're going to bump it up to 8 minutes. Brought in mid-court. Brought in the chairs. Tosses it right into the backcourt right there. Ellen Hickok. Outside the arc, Katie Brown. Back out top, Katie Cameron Runner. She'll dish it. Left side. Going to get it number two, Ella Hickok. Going to call an offensive foul. Going to be whistled off the ball. 25, Trinity Cherry. 50 left. We're in the second quarter. 25-10, Lady Huskies in front. Working the basketball crossover dribble. Front court, Lauren Goodman. Working it right side with the basketball, Sydney Reynolds. Goes to the corner with it. Going to bring it back out. Lauren Goodman, three-point land, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for, going to be picked up. There off the glass, Sydney Blackwell got the rebound. Put it off the glass and in. They go back the other direction. Baseline, take the shot, Hadley Cherry. Push it outside the arc. Three-point shot good, Katie Brown. 7-16 left. The 8-10, Lady Huskies in front. They'll work the ball in the front court, Lauren Goodman. Out top of the basketball, back to Lauren. They'll work it back near the baseline, move the basketball around. Out top, three-point shot in the air, good. Credit the bucket, 23. Kaylin Ortiz, she's shooting 35% behind the arc. 6-50. That's here in the second quarter. Out top, Hadley Cherry. Works the right side on the dribble. Cameron Rutter to the corner. Rims around, three-point shot, wouldn't go. That time for Katie Brown, ball comes up with, credit the rebound, Sydney Blackwell. Crossing the timeline with the basketball inside the arc. That's Lauren Goodman. They're working around the perimeter. They'll go right side with the basketball. It's going to be tipped away, and it's going to be picked up by Ella Hickok in the backcourt. She gets it up ahead right there. That's number 10, Cameron Rutter. Top of the basketball on the stationary dribble, Ella Hickok. The right side to the corner. They're working back out, outside the arc. Katie Brown works the left side behind the arc, back pedal dribble. You go to the corner with it. Three-point shot good. Hadley Cherry for three. 1-13. 6:02 left. We're in the second quarter. Crossing the timeline is Brent Goodman. Goodman going to pass it. Left side on the dribble. Sydney Reynolds back to Goodman. Straight away. We're going to back to Reynolds. She'll bounce it in. Blackwell should go outside the arc. Three-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Credit the bucket. On the rebound. Two-point bucket. Good. 21, Stella Kaiser. 5:36 on the game clock. Got three girls waiting to check in. We have two for Concordia, one for the Lady Huskies. Out top of the basketball, Katie Cherry. Get the ball, try to get the ball back, and finally does. Picked up there by Katie Brown. Out top of the basketball, that's number 10, Cameron Rutter. Outside the arc, three-point shot taken that time. Wouldn't go for Hadley Cherry. At the rebound, Stella Kaiser. Back the other direction, Lauren Goodman. She'll pass it in the paint. Going to take a shot. Couldn't get the shot away. Going to be a foul on the attempt. The foul's going to be whistled on the Lady Huskies. Going to the stripe is going to be Sydney Blackwell. Sydney Blackwell, the freshman, came in off the bench. She's at the foul stripe now. Sydney Blackwell working on her free throws. She's got 2 points in the ballgame. Her shot up is good. Sydney Blackwell got the first. 1-15 contest. Coming into the ballgame, step back in is number 11, Adriana Rogers, taking a breather, is number 20, Lauren Goodman. Free throw line, Sydney Blackwell. She'll get one more. Shot in the air, rimmed off long, with go, rebound, Kathy Schakel. Kathy Schakel pushes it up ahead, Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. Working right side, Cameron Rutter. Side the arc, thought about a three, that's Hadley Cherry. She'll go to the corner with it. The ball game for the Huskies. Number 12, Cameron Rutter. You can get the shot from the right, the left corner, baseline. 4:48 on the game clock in the middle of the lane, Hadley Cherry. In a stationary position there, Sydney Blackwell going to be an offensive foul as Hadley Cherry drives the lane. 4:45 on the game clock. Going to play pressure in the backcourt. Lady Huskies have three. Taking a breather. Concordia is number 50, Sydney Blackwell. back in the ball game. It's going to be number 24, Jen Dressler, brought in. They'll bounce it back and forth, taking the center there. She's going to bounce it front court. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. Ball's going to be brought in the front court by the Cadets. The Cadets, it's going to be number 12, Olivia Hollinger. Substitution back in the ballgame. It's going to be number 15, Nyjah Walker. I appreciate the scorer's bench, scorekeeper for Cadets, allowing the pronunciation. Appreciate that. We're going to outside the arc. Moving the basketball outside the perimeter. We're working left side behind the arc. That's number 12, Olivia Bollinger. They're back out on the dribble. Adriana Rogers straight away. They're working back to Bollinger. They're working in elbow right side. Outside the arc, three-point shot in the air. Rims off, wouldn't go. That shot taken by 13, Sydney Reynolds. The other direction, behind the arc, three-point shot good. Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok for three. It's 34-16. 4:02 on the game clock. The left side behind the arc. Elbow extended, shot wouldn't go. That shot taken by Olivia Bollinger. To the front court. Finally picked up by Kathy Schenkel. Gets it up ahead to Cameron Rope. Back to Cameron Runner. She'll approach. In the paint, she would take a shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Concordia Lady Cadets. Taking a breather. Went out of the ballgame to get a breather. It's number 13 for the Cadets, Sydney Reynolds. And they're going to get basketball in. By the bucket on the baseline. Working in the paint. Not an alley-oop, just on the right there in the paint. Shot good by Cameron Runner. Bringing in. Bounce pass. Back in the ballgame is Lauren Goodman. Bring it to the front court. Olivia Bollinger going to go across the lane. She's on the left-handed layup. Shot wouldn't go. Down out of there. Picked up by Ellen Hickok. On the dribble across the timeline. Cameron Runner to the front court. The Cherry, she'll take a three. Going to dribble in. Foul call. Going to be a attempt. Steal the basketball. Going to get her with the right hip. She's going to be whistled on the Cadet. Lady Cadet 24. Jen Dressler. They're just a sophomore. Dressler. The Cadets going to be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Have the Cherry. Brings it in the paint. Cameron Runner. A little bit of a collision on the receipt. The high points of basketball. They're going to whistle about the foul on 11. Adriana Rogers. So Lady Huskies going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. Brought in. Cameron Runner now back out top with the basketball. Back pedal dribble. Ella Hickok. Picked up there by Lauren Goodman. The right side. Cameron Runner going to dribble in. She'll bounce it to the baseline. And have the Cherry keep it outside. They're working from the three-point lane. That was Ella Hickok. Shot wouldn't go. Tracking down the rebound. Cameron Runner. Crossover dribble. Ella Hickok outside the three-point line. Wouldn't go. That's Hadley Cherry. They're working up ahead. And he's going to try to get a little bit off the glass here. Almost like a cherry picker, but not quite. Good way back the other direction. They call a double dribble right there on the Cadets. 2:42 left. The Adriana Rogers pushes it up ahead. Ball's going to be brought in from out of bounds. Cameron Runner back in the ballgame. Going to be Katie Brown for the Lady Huskies taking a breather at number 12, Cameron Roten. Ball brought in, crossing the timeline with a pass. Now a dribble. Hickok, Tabby Cherry back to Ella Hickok. 2.5 minutes left. We're in the second quarter. Out top of the basketball, Cameron Runner. Pass it to the corner. Ella Hickok, she'll dribble in. Cross-court pass to the corner. Shot short off the rim. Katie Brown going to whistle a foul during the three-point shot. So Katie Brown going to shoot three. 2:19 left here in the second quarter. Ball game. The Cadets, maybe Cadets going to check back in with number 23, Kaylin Ortiz. And I'm going to bring it in the paint. Hamilton Heights. Kick it back out to the baseline. Hadley Cherry. Going to work it back out. Ends up in the hands of Katie Brown. Now Cassie Schenkel. Going to give the ball back to Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. Work it center circle. Back to Hadley Cherry. Going to bring it back out top on the dribble. She'll go right side with the basketball. Number 10, Cameron Runner. Now back out top. Number 2, that's Ella Hickok. 1:53 in the second quarter. They go the baseline jumper from the quarter. Well, shot rims out Katie Brown. Rims out, picking up the rebound is Lauren Goodman for the Lady Cadets. The Cadets on the dribble. Going to dribble in. That's Goodman. Get out top to go to the corner with it. 3-point shot in the air. Good. Credit the bucket. 23. Kaylin Ortiz. Going to be a timeout called by the Lady Huskies. 31 left here in the second quarter. 36-19. Lady Huskies in front. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto LC. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-up, and your routine oil changes to extend longevity for each and every one of your automobiles. They have new ownership. We'll mention a couple of years in the making. That's Walker. Same quality work and same smiley face. GM Auto, they're located just west of Arcadia. Located at 6660 East 266th Street. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. GM Auto, they also store cars and trucks. Dial them up at 317-984-283. Going to bring the ball in. Ball's going to be brought in. 131 in the quarter. Brought in by Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies. Brought in from the backcourt. He tossed in. Holly Hickok. Hickok have a cherry. How you have a cherry? Going to bring it to the timeline. 128 on the game clock. We're going to left side. Left hand is dribble. We're going to get her. 21, Stella Kaiser. Pass it to the corner, left side. Go out of bounds. Going to be the last touch by the Lady Huskies. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Brought in at number 11, Adriana Rogers. Out of bounds. Seat there by Cameron Rudder. He brought in. Three-quarter court. Brought in Lauren Goodman with the basketball. She'll work it back across. 23, Kaylin Ortiz. They're working through the front court with the basketball. Adriana Rogers. Get down low. Ball's going to be tipped away. Belongs to the Lady Huskies. In the ballgame for Fort Wayne Concordia. Timeout is Nigel Walker. She wears 15 for the Cadets. The Cadets going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Trying to steal the inbound. Cameron Runner. She's going to jump and try to save it from out of bounds. Had a foot on the side court line. Give it back to the Concordia Lady Cadets. Get in left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to toss it in. Looking to toss it in. Going to toss it in deep. Front of the backcourt on the dribble. Adriana Rogers. Go left side with the basketball. Back out top from Lauren Goodman. From the corner. Going to dribble in. Score skip pass on the dribble. Going to dribble in. That's for 11. That's Adriana Rogers. And it's going to be a simultaneous possession. It's going to be a jump ball. You're going to bring the ball in. Alternate possession arrow. Gives it back to the Lady Cadets. Rides the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in. Cadets looking to get it in. She's going to bounce it in. In the paint there. Turn around jumper. Wouldn't take the shot. That was Stella Kaiser. Fish off right here in the lane. Teammate 15, Nigel Walker. Nigel Walker, a member of the junior class. She gets a foul right now. Nigel Walker is going to shoot two. 46.4 left. Nigel Walker hits the first. She'll get one more. 36-20. Nigel Walker at the stripe. Second shot also good. 6.4 left here in the second quarter. Nearing halftime, 36-21. Dribble across the timeline. The cherry. Bounce pass left side. Ella Hickok. A pick up a screen from Cameron Runner. The pick and roll, and Cameron Runner went left side, trying to go off the glass. Fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot two. So she'll shoot two. There are four fouls. Both sides here in the second quarter. And when the fifth foul arrives, if it does during the quarter, that person shooting will shoot two. Shot off the back of the rim wouldn't go. Cameron running, going to get one more. 36-21, 32.9 left. Second shot up and good. They'll bring it in from backcourt. That's Concordia. Fort Wayne Concordia, Lady Cadets, Lauren Goodman. Front court, they'll pass across to Stella Kaiser. They'll go outside the arc. Three-point shot, rims up, wouldn't go, fell off. Rebound, Lauren Goodman. It's deflected, and George Goodman gets the ball back. They'll work it out top. Goodman's going to thought about popping a three. They'll work it to the corner baseline. England Ortiz back to Goodman out top. 7 seconds left. Outside the arc with the basketball. Goodman going to take a long three at the buzzer. Rims off long, nearly went. That's going to complete the first quarter of play. We're here at the quarter break, first half break. Hamilton Heights 37. Concordia 21. Take a 10-minute intermission. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, Hayes Ball Game is being brought to you by Fritzen Fishers. That's Fritzen Fishers. Fritzen Fishers. Fritzen Fishers. Say that 10 times real fast. 1983, 2 years in vehicle sales. Preferred, I should say preferred, are SUVs, etc. They are preferred, and you get a referral, we'll mention. Fisher's there at 8599 East, 166th Street. Noblesville, they're just west of Noblesville, 2400 Field Road. They're between Noblesville and Westfield on State Road 32. Fishing and Fishers, you can contact them at 317-2228. That number is 317-422-228. In Noblesville, right off of 32, number is 317-73-232. 317-73-232. Here at the Noblesville, let's say buy cars. And we'll mention that's Fritz and Fishers. Tom, R-I-E-Z. Also mentioned, today's ball game is being brought to you in part by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking that dependable, think truck rental company. High quality choice. Is it far away? Call Indiana Express Rentals. The edge of Noblesville. 1708 South A Street. Simply call them at 317-73-800. That number is 317-773-4800. That's 226 feet. Box trucks available. And a truck with a Tommy lift. And sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Dirk will escort you. He'll usher you around the yard right there. You pick up the best idea of a vehicle to your rental. We're mixing Penske Truck Rentals. And Penske alone, any possible concerns away from a travel. Indiana Express Rentals. We'll also mention a little bit about Sweep. We're tabulated on the 3rd of December. Mention the overall rankings this week in girls basketball. State of Indiana coaches poll. 20 listed. They are. Mention at number 1 is Columbia City are the Lady Eagles. They're 9 wins, 0 losses when this is tabulated. Class 4A, sectional number 6. We're also mentioned at number 2, that's the Hamilton Southeastern City Royals. The Royals, when this is tabulated, 8-1. They're class 4A, sectional number 8. Number 3, it's Lawrence Central Lady Bears. Lady Bears, 6-1, 4A, number 10 sectional. At number 4, Lawrence North, Lady Wildcats. Remember right there, a couple of good Hale basketball players went on played at North Carolina. The other one played for IU. North Carolina, Lady Wildcats, 4A, sectional number 10. Number 5, Fort Wayne Snyder. Lady Panthers, just 9-1 on the season. 4A, sectional number 5. Number 6, Center Grove, Lady Trojans. 8-1. That's 4A, sectional 13. Number 7, North Lawrence. For North Lawrence, Lady Stars. 1, Class 4A, sectional 15. Number 8, Kings County. They're the Lady the Lady Panthers. Remember, Lady Patriot. That's Kings County. They'll be in the sectional. Sectional 24. Kings County, Lady Panthers. 7-1. Class 4A, sectional 15. At number 9 is Homestead, the Lady Spartans. Spartans are 5-1. 4A, sectional 6. At number 10, it's Lake Central, the Lady Indians. 7-1, Class 4A, sectional number 1. And here, up here in Fort Wayne, saw a lot of license plates with that 0-2. 0-2 right there on the bottom right corner. Quite a few 0-2s in Fort Wayne. And now they're working right there. Mission? At number 10, it's Lake Central. Mission them. At number 11, it's Franklin Lady Grizzlies. Cubs, those are Grizzly Cubs. Franklin Lady Grizzly Cubs, 92. 4A, sectional number 14. Number 12, South Bend, Washington, Lady Panthers. 72, that's class 4A, sectional number 3. Number 13, there are two teams tied at 13. Since the coaches poll, probably means quite a bit. Number 13, it's Northridge. The Raiders, they're 9-1, class 4A, sectional 4. So at number 13, it's Hyannsville. Hyannsville, Lady Eagles, 6-2, class 4A, sectional number 8. Number 15 this week, Noblesville, Lady Millers. Lady Millers handed the Huskies their only loss this season. That was at Noblesville. Noblesville Lady Millers, 5-4, their class 4A, sectional number 8 also. Number 16, it's Norwell. The Norwell Lady Knights, 7 wins, 2 losses on the season. Class 3A, Norwell Lady Knights, class 3A, sectional 23. At number 17, Plainfield. Plainfield Lady Quakers, 8-1. Sectional number 12, they're out of class 4A. At number 18 this week, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. 7 wins, 1 loss. Class 3A, sectional 24. So mention the Hamilton Heights. Right there, sectional 24, and then you know, will happen. Yorktown High School, sectional 24. Number 19, Fishers. The Fishers Lady Tigers. 7 wins, 3 losses. That's 4A, sectional number 8. Number 20, it's Indian Creek. Indian Creek Lady Bears. 7 wins, 2 losses. That's 3A, sectional 26. Those Lady Bears. Right here, I should say the Indiana Creek Lady Braves. Not too long ago, pretty good a 2-point conversion. Quarterback deep in the ball game, sectional play. So they're shooting around right now, the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies working right there from right side right there. I think that's the quote. Yeah, I think the East-West gym, but don't quote me. A bit discombobulated, discombobulated at times. No question. 1:48 on the game clock. Mention this game is also, in part, brought to you by Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Precious times are made, precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Jewelers in downtown Tipton. to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street in Indiana, 46072. To reach them by phone, 765-759-720. We'll mention Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, they're open 9:30, 2 p.m. Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. Indoor-outdoor storage, fresh storage. Check your investments. Keep them safe. RVs, precious vehicles, etc. Search your space now. You can call them at 1-774-1500. That number is 317-774-1500. Go to www.aipsindiana.com. Indiana. At their industrial park and self-storage in Arcadia. So we're going to hand the ball in. Quarter break. We're going to step out right there. They're going to let it complete. Abbreviation at halftime. And it's going to be brought in by the Lady Huskies at half court. Brought in Hallie Cherry. Going to be brought in minutes to pass to the backcourt, Ellen Hickok. Be here close. She'll relax now. That's 21, Stella Kaiser. Front court, outside the arc, E. Brown. Outside the arc, out top, Cameron Runner's going to dribble in so they can shot in the paint. Shot when he go. Down out of there, Lauren Goodman for the Lady Cadets. Crossover dribble. She'll dribble it. She'll go right side to go off the glass. Couldn't go. That was Stella Kaiser getting the rebound there with 24, Dren Drexler. But kick it out behind the arc. Three-point shot wouldn't go. That was 12, Olivia Bollinger. Across the timeline at a walk pace. Going to slow it up there in the corner. Deep in the front court. Picked up by Lauren Goodman. That's Ella Hickok. On the corner with it. In the corner baseline. Shot wouldn't go. Cameron Runner. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. Back out top on the dribble. Brown outside the arc, get it back to Abby Cherry. She'll dribble in the lane. She'll take a left-handed floater. Wouldn't go. Goes out of bounds. Very famous last touch as the Lady Huskies. She'll be brought in ride the bucket on the baseline by Fort Wayne Concordia Lady Cadets. She brought in there 12, Olivia Bollinger. They're working back and forth. And sure in the backcourt, Cameron Runner puts the foot up. They'll bring the ball back in from side court right there in front of the Huskies bench. And in deep in the front court. Right there, Bollinger. Gonna get the basketball. She's gonna dribble in. No baseline. It's gonna be a blocking foul on the Lady Huskies. We whistled on Hamilton Heights, 24. Hadley Cherry. She'll pick up her second foul in the ball game. She has two. She's got 6 points in the game as we look at this nice scoreboard at the other end. On the dribble, going baseline. Going to be a bump there. No foul called. Olivia Bollinger couldn't get the shot. Rebound out of there. Picked up. 21, Stella Kaiser. And they're going to whistle Stella Kaiser for rebounding foul. That's going to be Kaiser's second out in the ballgame. 37-21. 6:40 left here in the third quarter. Dribble across the timeline. Two, that's Ella Hickok. Works at the left side, Cameron Runner. Going to pick up a screen from Cassie Shankles, pick and roll, and you screen and roll, and you get back right side behind the arc, Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. Guarding her closely is Lauren Goodman. Dribbling exhibition from Hickok. Get outside the arc, get it to Hadley Cherry. They're going to go across the lane, and work it outside the arc, three-point shot in the air. Rimmed up, wouldn't go. Going to bounce Karam high, going to get it to the top of the backboard, over the backboard. Got to mention him a couple of days ago, yeah. It was Larry Bird's birthday, and time Larry Bird shot it over the backboard from the backside, it went in. And they said that didn't count. Put that rule in. That's pretty peculiar. Outside the arc, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Lauren Goodman. Going to cross the timeline with the pass. We're going to get it to Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. To work outside the arc, Katie Brown. Three-point shot, good. Elbow extended, three-point shot good, 40-21. Going to bring it in with a tall pass. Too tall for 12, Olivia Bollinger. So Lady Husky's going to bring it in. They'll be in the front court. It's going to be brought in, 24, Hadley Cherry. Cross through the back court, L.A. Hickok. 5:35 on the game clock, 40-21, Lady Husky's in front. Top of the basketball, O'Gill, outside the arc, Cameron Runner, back to Hadley Cherry, back to Runner. She'll dribble in the paint to take that high dribble, step and a half, and she'll get fouled in the act of shooting. Cameron Runner going to go to the foul stripe. They're going to whistle this foul on 20. Lauren Goodman. Lauren Goodman has played a good, clean basketball game. She had foul number one, Lauren Goodman, an original starter in this ballgame. Shot up and good. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner at the foul stripe. She's going to get one more shot. 5:26 left. 41-21. Second shot up and good. Cameron Runner got both of them. And it's from the backcourt. Working across the timeline. Going to be tipped. Cameron Runner picked up by Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, three-point shot good. That's Katie Brown from left elbow extended. 45-21, 5:08 clock moving. Going to bounce it to the front court. Lauren Goodman picks it up. Forget out top on the dribble. That's a three-on-a Rogers. Rogers is going to tip it inside. Red at the bucket on the turnaround jumper in the paint. That's 21, a Kaiser. 5:23, 4:50 left. In the timeline with the basketball. Cameron Runner picked up there by Adriana Rogers. And outside the arc. Dribble. The Cherry. Outside the arc, she'll dribble in. Ellie Hickok, back pedal dribble. Now she goes towards the rim. The left-handed layup, a bit strong off the glass. Rebound secured there by 24, Jit Drexler. The pass on the left side to Olivia Bowyer. Pass is going to be stolen there, going back the other direction. Gets the pass. And Katie Brown going to go to the foul stripe. She'll shoot two. They're going to whistle this foul on Lauren Goodman. She'll pick up her second foul here in the ballgame. A situation. Cadets have three here in the quarter. Huskies have one. Shot up and good. Katie Brown, she'll have one more. Back in the ballgame for Lady Cadets is number 15, Nigel Walker. She's a junior. Can a breather is number 21, Stella Kaiser. Second shot also good for Katie Brown. Brought in from the backcourt. Into Lauren Goodman. Scored pass Olivia Bollinger. Goodman, they'll break the press with the pass. Goodman going to go baseline. They'll work it. Get a bounce pass to Bollinger, and it's going to be intercepted on the bounce right there by Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok on the season. Hickok working right there on the pass. It's going to be an over and back call. Trying to save the basketball from going over and back. Going to belong to the Cadets. 4:01 left here in the third quarter. 37-3. E. Brown going to take a breather back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Number 25, Cassidy. And back at Kennedy Cherry. So Kennedy Cherry in the ballgame. Jackie Shankler in the ballgame, Hadley Cherry in the ballgame, Ella Hickok, and Cameron Runner. Side the arc, they'll bounce it. It's going to be another kick. This kick is going to come from the foot of Kennedy Cherry. 3:56 left here in the third quarter. 7:23, Lady Huskies in front. She brought in backcourt slightly, Lauren Goodman. Lauren Goodman going to take it to the sideline. Back crossover dribble, we're going to get Kennedy Cherry. They'll go to the corner, Olivia Bollinger. Shot going to go, rebound secured. 40, and Nigel Walker. Nigel Walker on the dribble, going to be tipped out of bounds there in the corner. On the double team, ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. Timeout on the surface. 39 left, 47-23, Lady Huskies in front. Making this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always welcome. Every product they sell, a myriad of products for you to choose from. Dial them up at 765-552-5130. Bunyan Trust scores. So they're going to bring the ball in. It belongs to the Lady Cadets. Cadets going to have the baseline there and have to stay stationary. Not a basket after the shot tipping in. We're going to right there, Elijah Walker. Got top, Lauren Goodman. We're going to right there, Olivia Bollinger Goodman. Be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies, Ella Hitchcock. 29 on the game clock. Taking a breather for the Cadets is number 11, Adriana Rogers. Be brought in by Oldinger. Working back in the ball game is 13, Sydney Reynolds for the Lady Cadets. Kick, trying the entry pass here, trying to get it into the Lady Cadet, number 15, Nigel Walker. A set of screen, they work across the lane there, going to be brought in, deep front court, picked up there by Sydney Reynolds. Work at left side, out top of the circle, being picked up there by Ella Hickok. The right side to go to the corner with it, dribble into paint, or dish off. Off the glass, shot goes in. Had some top spin, had some English on it. The bucket, 15, Nigel Walker. 47-25. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Outside the arc, Cameron Runnish will dribble in. In the paint, she'll go off the glass. Two-point bucket, good. Testing the shot with 15, Nigel Walker. Excuse me, 2:45 left here in the quarter. We're in the third quarter. We're at Concordia High School. We're going to outside the paint, and we're going to back out top. Left side on the dribble, that's Lauren Goodman. Goodman takes a shot off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. Thinking about going coast to coast, she'll take a shot at the other end, and she'll try to go coast to coast. She'll be fouled in the act of shooting right there in the paint, left side of the bucket. She'll go to the foul stripe. She'll shoot two. Taking a whistle-rick foul on 12, Olivia Bollinger. Bollinger has four in the contest. Tied right here on the lane. And here we go. Shot up and good. Cameron Runner back in the ballgame. See Cameron Roten, number 12, taking a breather. Cassie Shakel. So back ballgame is number 50, Sydney Blackwell, the Lady Cadets. Second shot up and good. The strike for Runner, 2:28 on the game clock. Score pass and across the timeline. Let's pass out top of the center line. It's going to be intercepted. Going back the other direction, Cameron Runner. Inside the paint, she'll dish it back. 5, Kenny Cherry to go to the corner. Hadley Cherry back out top to give the basketball to Ellen Hickok. Crossover dribble. She'll pick up a screen from Hadley Cherry. Drive to the hoop left side, and she'll be fouled in the act of shooting. She'll get two shots. 2:08 left here in the third quarter. 51-25. Throw line is Ella Hickok. Hickok on the season, 71%. Hickok's first shot, rims off, wouldn't go. 2:08 left. Ella Hickok going to give one more. She's now 13 for 18 on the season. Going to bounce pass from the official. Second shot up, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Nigel Walker. Push foul in the backcourt. To Walker. This is it in. Gives it back to Lauren Goodman. They're going to whistle a foul on the Lady Huskies. We whistled on 25. The Cherry, she has three. And we brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. Cross court skip pass. We're working back and forth. Going to get it across the timeline. Pounce pass, right here, nearly picked up and will be picked up by Kennedy Cherry. Off the glass, shot would go. Cherry going to shoot two. 52 left here in the third quarter. They're going to whistle this foul. The Cadets, 13, Sydney Reynolds. Free throw line, Kennedy Cherry. Her shot is good. Should get one more, and they're going to call a timeout. They'll shoot this after the timeout. Full 60-second timeout. Now, we'll also mention, this game is in part brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, Park West Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. 317-984-4931. Or a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Team's Auto Parts. Cicero, along with the Floor Store. Floor Store, another store here in the ball game at the edge of Tipton. You can stop by, you can look around. That's the Floor Store. Tipton, right there on the west, east edge of Tipton. You can dial them up at 365-675-3230. That's 765-675-3230. The Floor Store, Tipton. So they're going to bring the ball back in play. Official conversation right there with Kennedy Cherry. 52 on the game clock. She's going to have one more shot. But one more free throw for Cherry. She got the first one. It's 52-25. The Huskies in front, short off the rim, wouldn't go. Fighting for the rebound, picked up there by Lauren Goodman. Lauren Goodman looks to the front court, going to be tripped up by Ella Hickok. She's going to back up off the surface. And they're going to whistle a foul on Hickok. She picks up her second foul in the ballgame. It's a common trip foul, they usually call that one. And they're going to be brought in, left of the bucket on the baseline, going to be brought in by Jet 13, Sydney Reynolds. Reynolds will toss it in. Bounce pass in, corner baseline, they're working in to Nyla, the two-point bucket, Nyjah Walker, 2-27. 35 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, Ella Hickok. Right side, back in the ball game. Quarter break is number 12, Cameron Roten. Behind the arc. Cameron Runner, she'll dribble out top, being picked up there by 13, Sydney Reynolds. Out top, Cameron Roten. She'll work it around the perimeter, Ella Hickok in front of the Husky bench. On the dribble, they'll work it down low. The Cherry, she'll give it right back to Ella Hickok. We'll look at right side, three-point shot in the air, Cameron Roten. I take that back, Cameron Runner. That three-point basket left elbow extended. 1 minute left here in the third quarter. 55-27. Brought in on the dribble. The pass to the front court. Lauren Goodman works it in. And Nyla, ball's going to be tipped away. Picked up there in the backcourt. Ella Hickok in the paint. She'll take a two-point shot. Makes it a 55-29 contest. 37 seconds left. The handle. Lauren Goodman in the front court. Going to dish it up ahead. A Cameron Runner for two. Brought in. Yes, they'll get it to Lauren Goodman. The ball handler. She's the point guard for the Cadets. Cross court pass. Working around the perimeter. Jalen Ortiz. Going to be a foot kick once again on the attempted pass by 13, Sydney Reynolds. Cameron Roten with a foot kick. 14.7 left to the ball game for the Lady Huskies. It's going to be number 23, Cassidy Schakel. In a breather for the Huskies, team 24, Havie Cherry. Number 12, Cameron Roten. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies is number 4, Taylor Harley, 6-inch junior. 14.7 left for the third quarter. 59-27. The Huskies in front. Brought in front court, side court, the Cadets. Then right there, Sydney Reynolds. Slightly to the back court, Lauren Goodman. Works to the left side to Reynolds. Back out top to Goodman. Goodman on the dribble. Going to work it left side. Reynolds for three. Shot goes in. Right elbow extended. Reynolds. Just before the buzzer, three-point shot is good. At the end of three quarters of play, the Huskies 59, Lady Cadets 30. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurant. Jim Dandy, that's good food, good friends, good times. Jim Davy Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot, at Jim Davy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. In Noblesville, Jim Davy Restaurant, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good friends should say good food, good friends, and good times are not far away when a Jim Davy menu calling your name. A Jim Davy Restaurant in Noblesville and Tipton. They're playing the jump around. This jump around, I'm familiar with this song. But jump around, I've got to admit, time I saw the jump around, Chad Shear. Chad Shear jumping around, but anyway, they football, played basketball, baseball. Chad Shear hit 5 consecutive home runs in 5 games. His 5th home run happened at Tipton High School. 8 games in a row, a home run. That's going to be brought in half court. A thin back. Half court, Lauren Goodman. Filling across the timeline. Thunder dribble back and forth. Nice dribbling exhibition. Lauren Goodman, they go to the baseline. To try to pass from the baseline. 23 making a pass. Kaylin Ortiz. Out of bounds by the Lady Huskies. 7:48 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. From Goodman. Looking to get it in. She'll bounce it down low in the paint. They'll bounce it back out. Lauren Goodman. She's going to toss it back out. And she is out beyond the arc. Picking up the basketball in the ballgame. Jenna T. Will go with that. She wears number 14 for the Lady Cadets. Rebound out of there. Shot good to go. Rebound. Tally Taylor was in the front court. Ellie Hickok. Now Katie Brown. The back right elbow extended. Shot good to go for Cameron Runner. Tipping the ball back in. Saving the basketball from going out of bounds. Is Ellie Hickok. Bring it in. Get in 24. Jen Dressler. Is up going out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. We're going to bring the ball in. Backcourt on the dribble. 20. Lauren Goodman on the crossover dribble. Dribbling, we're going to dribble it up ahead. It's going to be a timeout. I shouldn't take that back. It'll be a dump ball. Simultaneous possession. Ball, going to give the basketball to Lady Huskies. 7:07 left. Fourth quarter. 59. Wait for the first score here in the fourth quarter. We'll be brought in backcourt, Haverly Cherry. Ella Hickok going across the timeline. Walking, picking her up at half court is Lauren Goodman. Got away with a double dribble there. She kind of got caught on the hip there. Called over back to Cameron Hunter. Now back out top. Ella Hickok going to go to the corner with it. Hadley Cherry, three-point shot good. Hadley Cherry has 3 three-point shots in the ballgame. 6:40 on the game clock. Going to work it to the front court. Going to go tip out of bounds. Going to be the last touch by the Lady Huskies. 6:35 on the game clock. 62:30. Going to be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. In the hands of Ella Hickok. She's going to walk it to the timeline. Again, be picked up by Lauren Goodman. They go to the corner with it. Katie Brown. Out top of the basketball. Cameron Runner. Cross-court skip pass and working around the perimeter. Ella Hickok with the basketball. Deep in the front court near the scores bench. Picked up lightly right there by Lauren Goodman. Crossover dribble for Ella Hickok. They'll work it back in. Going to go across the paint. Have the Cherry. Now to Cassidy Schaefer. Back to Cherry. Going to work it in. To the corner. Back out. That's Katie Brown. Back to Ella Hickok. Work it back. Top of the basketball. Takes her dribble. She'll dribble right. Cameron Runner. She'll work it outside the arc. Katie Brown, three-point bucket in front of the Husky bench. 5:45 on the game clock. 55:30. The dribble across the timeline. Lauren Goodman to the cross. Nyjah Walk, take that back. That's number 11. Brianna Rogers. Rogers with the basketball. Going to be another kick. A kick off the foot of Cameron Grunner. In the ball game, once again, original starter, number 12, Olivia Bollinger. Bollinger, she rebounds the basketball at 7.2 per contest. Bollinger, and I believe her sister, Kaylin Bollinger, there's number 10. So work at right side with the basketball. Work a bounce pass in, free throw lane. Free throw line, back out. Moving the basketball around, Adriana Rogers. We'll try to get it to Lauren Goodman. Bounce pass going to be picked up, going the other direction. 24, Hadley Cherry. They're going to whistle this foul. A couple of subs going to check in for the Lady Huskies. They're going to whistle this foul on 40, number 11, Adriana Rogers. Taking a breather for the Lady Huskies, number 24, Hadley Cherry. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see number 25, Lady Cherry. Cherry in the ball game is going to be brought in right the bucket on the baseline for the Lady Huskies. 10, Cameron Runner. They're tossing it in tall. Alley-oop played good. Paint right there. Get the alley-oop shot to go. That was Kennedy Cherry. He's 7:30. 08 on the game clock. We're in the fourth quarter. Working in the front court there. Going to be a foul. Going to be a reach-in foul. Trying to get the basketball. Katie Brown. Try to pass to Lauren Goodman. And then the cadet's going to bring the ball in from the side court. Going to breathe it from the Lady Cadet, 24, Jen Dressler. Ball game once again is number 50, Sydney Blackwell. Blackwell, a freshman. From the corner baseline, good. To Olivia Bollinger. Bollinger for three, 67-33. The front court, they're working back in. Cameron Roten in the ball game for the Lady Huskies. D. Brown, new dribble. She'll hand off. Kennedy Cherry back out to Cameron. Oh, they go to the corner baseline. Bring it back in. That was Katie Brown. Back out to Ella Hickok. Side the arc. Cross-court pass. Kennedy Cherry. She'll go baseline. She's going to try to pass it opposite corner to Katie Brown. She'll be tipped out of bounds. And they're going to stay the ball with last touch by the Lady Huskies. So substitution back in the ballgame. Hadley Cherry back in the ballgame. We'll also mention, taking a breather, Ella Hickok. Katie Brown back in the ballgame second time is number 4, Taylor Harley, at 6 junior. Deep in the front court, Olivia Bollinger. They're working down low. Down low is a basketball turnaround jumper. Credit the bucket. 15, Nigel Walker. Nigel Walker, another English shot. 2. We're going to outside the arc, back pedal dribble. Ball out top. Cameron Runner. For the basketball there, 11, Adriana Rogers. The screen. Runner's going to shoot the screen. To go off the backboard. Shot would go. Ball's loose, picked up on the carom. Kennedy Cherry. In the paint, she'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket, good for Kennedy Cherry. And from the backcourt. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. For 20, Lauren Goodman. The bounce pass out top. Adriana Bollinger gets it down deep in the paint. Get the shot, should go to foul stripe. Again, it's number 50, Sydney Blackwell. Sydney Blackwell going to go to the stripe. They're going to whistle this foul. Hamilton Heights, number 12, Cameron Roten, picked up her first foul in the ballgame. 1:52 on the game clock. Sydney Blackwell, another perfect shot, nothing but net. Blackwell shot like that in the first half at the stripe. So the Lady Huskies substitute in. We'll capture that in a moment. 52 left. Second shot for Bollinger. Rims off when he goes. Rebound. Dets. Vivia Bollinger with the board. Round jumper wouldn't get it. Ball goes out of bounds. Great effort. Olivia Bollinger trying to get the loose ball before it went out of bounds. 38 on the game clock. Brought in backcourt. In the ball game is Cameron Roten. Across the timeline. 3-point shot outside the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Hadley Cherry. 50 to front court. 1:23 on the game clock. Bounce it. Another kick. Kick by reflexes of 10. That's Cameron Runner. So Cameron Runner is going to give everybody a chance to take a breather and get some substitutions with this kickball. 20 Presley area in the ball game. Nora Rieger. Or Rieger going to enter. She wears number 5. Now, go from here. And it's going to be brought in. The break in the action, they're going to bring the ball in the front court. Olivia Boldinger works her right side. It's number 11. Bring it back around. Those Adriana Rogers. Those dribblers, they'll pass it down low. It's going to be a foul whistle. They're going to on the strike. It's going to be Olivia Boldinger taking shots. She'll shoot 2. A foul whistle on number 4, Taylor Harley. She has 1. 46 seconds left. First shot, Boldinger, rims up, rims around, wouldn't go. She'll have 1 more, Boldinger at the stripe. Olivia Boldinger shooting 76% at the free throw line. Second shot, rims around, it does fall off. Rebound, Cadet. The board, Nigel Walker. Pass it to the corner, going to be a foul whistle on the Heights. It's going to be whistled on Haley Houghton right there. Absorbing the foul was number 14, Jenna. Be brought in by Boldinger. Left, right the bucket on the baseline. Nigel Walker. Works it back out top. Adriana Rogers. 3-point shot off the mark. That was Adriana. Boldinger. They're going to call a palming violation. Rebound to the basketball. They're going to call a palming violation on the Lady Huskies. We brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Brought in. 2-point shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. She'll shoot 2 more. Sydney Blackwell on a good entry pass. Blackwell, she'll shoot 2. 12.4 left. The fourth quarter at the foul stripe. Once again, Sydney Blackwell. Her shot rims around and falls in. In the ball game, we're going to see for the Lady Huskies, 42, Vivian Lynch. Vivian Lynch, 5'7". She's a junior class member, Vivian Lynch, in the ball game. Second shot, also good. See Blackwell. Ball pass to the front court, going to be picked up by Blackwell. Intercepted. Around jumper, Adriana Boldinger. 5 seconds left, 72-41. Front court, Presley. Cherry going to take a shot. Knocks going to be out. And they're going to say that shot, we'll double check here. Presley Cherry wondering if that shot before the buzzer. She's going to stand at the free throw line. Not sure. They're going to pull her off the court right now, and we'll mention. Good ball game. 32 minutes going by. Hamilton Heights, Lady Husky. Abbott to Fort Wayne Concordia, Lady Cadets. Score 72, Hamilton Heights 41. For the Lady Cadets. Cadets are sprint off the field. Off the court, I should say. And we'll mention happening coming up next week for Fort Wayne Concordia, Lady Cadets. Next week on Thursday, December 14th, they'll have a 6 o'clock JV at 7:30 varsity. Garrett, Lady Railroaders, will be here with the Fort Wayne Concordia, Lady Cadets. And Heights Lady Huskies, their next game is going to happen Tuesday, December 12th, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. And Heights Lady Huskies will be at Kokomo Wildcats. They'll reunite Cook, Coach Cook Peckinpah. Haley Cook Peckinpah. We're going to bow out of here. Again, we thank my wife for navigation. And we'll mention, no matter, if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.